I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
From KDKA Pittsburgh, I'm Paul Rasmussen. Here are the top stories we're following on Tuesday, September 3rd. The search continues in the Delmont area for Nalani Johnson, the 2-year-old girl abducted in Penn Hill Saturday evening. Here's KDKA Radio's Joe DeStillo.
Volunteers searched the Delmont area because the woman who was last with her, 25-year-old Sharina Nancy, was believed to be here. Nancy is now behind bars, but still no sign of Nalani. The girl's grandmother, Taji Walsh, remains hopeful.
I was hoping that we would be bringing her home right now, but I think anything that we do is going to, bring her home. So,
and she rejects Nancy's claim that the girl's father, 21-year-old Paul Johnson, sold her for $10,000. In Delmont, Joe DeStillo, News Radio 1020 KDKA.
The Coast Guard released new numbers overnight on the casualties from a tragic boat fire off the Southern California coast. Here's CBS's Steve Futterman.
Initially, the death toll was at 4. It then rose to 8. Now it has reached 25. There are still 9 people missing. And officials say because of the conditions where the fire took place, where the boat was located, there's virtually no chance that any of these people missing will be found alive.
The boat caught fire early Monday as 30 passengers on a scuba diving trip slept below deck. Winds and rain from Hurricane Dorian continue to pound the northwest Bahamas, where there have been 5 deaths. Dorian is weaker now, Category 3, and it has not moved much since Monday. But forecasters say that will change soon. Here's CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
We do expect the storm to move to the north, probably be parallel with Vero Beach by this evening. By tomorrow morning, it's parallel with about Daytona Beach. But we've taken the landfall chance out of Florida and Georgia. It is now the first chance that we have landfall on Thursday in South Carolina or potentially North Carolina.
More than 1 million people living along the coasts of Florida, Georgia, and South Carolina have been ordered to evacuate. Pittsburgh Aviation Animal Rescue Team worked all weekend to evacuate animals from shelters in South Carolina. 2 teams made the journey to Charleston, bringing back dogs, cats, and rabbits. The animals will be up for adoption at shelters in Pennsylvania and Ohio. I'm Paul Rasmussen for KDKA.